Porta potty on the side of a highway, at an event, at a charity event, or some type of construction site or a party. You don't have to tweet the picture to me. I get it. They're everywhere. So when you see R&R Sanitation, you don't necessarily have to think, oh, McGraw-Millhaven. Think R&R Sanitation. Think, oh, the cleanest porta potties in the business. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beale's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beale family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You're the type who likes to seize the day, all 30 of them, during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now giving listeners of this station a complete ProGel teeth whitening kit as a free sample. This ProGel kit includes everything you need to get a dramatically whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. This free sample offer expires immediately when the samples are gone, so don't wait. Call now. 800-842-8066. 800-842-8066. 800-842-8066.
Just pay shipping and handling.
It's a conversation about the world of firearms on Target Talk St. Louis, presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton, beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on it.
Yeah. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
piping hot gravy, bro.
Yeah, piping hot gravy, get that right, yeah, yeah.
We're about
with you on that,
to get
yeah.
Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Yeah, like, so what if we talk like that the whole show? How would that be, huh? Yeah, yeah. I would think that'd drive everybody crazy. I think it would, yeah.
That sounds like Andy Kaufman, alter ego.
Yeah, the one was that guy?
Tony Clifton.
Tony Clifton.
Take
Clifton.
All your crippled crowds, take them.
Yeah, you know, we've already lost our entire audience. I've already left us because I can't stand what we're doing right now, and I don't blame them, so we'll stop it. Good afternoon, and, well, I'll start that way. Welcome to the September 9th. Edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason. That would be Mark Reed and Jason Becker. They are with Stiefel Nicholas. They are financial advisors, and we'll tell you why you might want to call them and set up a meeting after.
Hey!
A round of introductions. At the control board. Is he on the peon? Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would also, ironically, like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, then now is a great time to call Mark and Jason, set up an appointment for an absolutely free consultation. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous and it's not even funny.
But.
Oh, he's weighing in. Rat Boy's weighing in on the Ray Rice thing. It says one of his punishments would be make him change his name. From Rice to Ray what?
Cheese.
Ray Cheese. That's not even funny.
No.
No.
Every once in a while.
Not.
No, it's not funny.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. If you can't contribute something funny, then don't do anything. Just say the one word you say and that'll be it.
Instead of sorry. Ray Rice, Ray Cheese.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm really sorry.
My goodness.
I'm sorry.
sorry on his behalf. I have nothing to do with him not being funny.
No, no, we don't.
I give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limperest and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Okay, he's trying to explain to me, because then they could say when he was cut from the team, hey, they cut the cheese instead of cutting the rice. It'd be funnier that way. Still not that funny.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not.
Bill Cleveland will join us momentarily. We did not forget about him. We'll never forget about Bill. He'll be here. If you have $25,000 or more, now you're sitting there right now going, hey, I got $500,000. Fine. All the more reason you should have expert advice from somebody. I'm guessing if you have $500,000 or even more than that, I'm guessing you have spoken and met with somebody. Now, I don't know who that person is or that group of people would be, but why would you not want another opinion? Why would you not want to meet with Mark and Jason and see what they had to say and compare it to what your current advisor is telling you? Because ultimately you're the one that's going to make the decision. It's you who has to be comfortable. You know what your risk tolerance is. You know what your goals are. So you meet with Mark and Jason and say, here's what we have. Here's what we're doing. They're going to ask you some questions about your life and your occupation and that kind of thing. Because there are a lot of determining factors that go into deciding what you do with your money. Do you have any kids? How many kids? Are you going to be supporting your parents? Do you want to have a retirement that involves lots of travel and vacation? What are your goals here? It's not just about retirement either. It's about being ready to weather lots of storms that come along between here and retirement. Their names are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're a couple of really nice guys. They know what they're doing. They've been doing this for a while. They didn't just start this yesterday. And they're not going to come seek you out. You're going to have to call them. You're going to have to be the one that decides, I had a teacher down in Tennessee that used to say, get on the stick. You ever hear that expression? Get on the stick.
Yep.
I don't know what it means, but Mr. Phillips, hey, boy, you better get on the stick. So you need to get on the stick, as Mr. Phillips would say, and start having a plan. They are Mark and Jason, and their website is markandjason.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limperest and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Did you know that in St. Louis there's only one cab company that's AM and the PM? That's right, and it's Laclede. Shame on you if you're ever spotted riding in anything else and you call yourself AM and the PM. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Please download it. Get yourself a Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Bill, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I was on hold. Colin Jeffrey kind of talked a lot.
He does.
On and on while I was waiting. So here I am, though, and I'm happy to be here.
So do you dislike Colin? You sound like maybe you don't like Colin.
No, I like Colin a lot. He does a very good job. The problem I have is he's way more entertaining than I am.
Well, Bill, now come on. You may be a little too hard on yourself here.
Don't shortchange yourself there, Bill.
I didn't hear any of you disagree, by the way.
No, we didn't disagree. We just
say don't be so hard on yourself.
No, happy to be here that I mentioned this. Hey, New York Fashion Week is in full swing.
Woo-hoo!
If you've never been, it's the week when today's hottest models show off all the latest eating disorders.
Oh, that's the truth. And they all look like they're gaunt and hungry and mad. They don't smile. Those runway models.
No.
They don't walk out like, woohoo, look at me. It's like they're miserable.
And by the way, who buys any of that crap? Have
you
ever seen a normal person wearing anything that one of those models paraded down the runway?
Thank you. I agree. Eight people in the world buy whatever those girls are wearing.
I get it. Well, a new study finds that humans are slowly getting less intelligent.
What?
I was going to read the whole study, but I'll just wait for the movie.
Less intelligent.
Ireland's coming out with its own version of the show Cheers. a sitcom about people who sit around drinking at a bar all day, or as they call it in Ireland, reality TV.
There's our Irish audience.
Yep.
And finally, this afternoon.
Way to offend the Irish.
What I do.
Yeah.
Well, Serena Williams won her 18th Grand Slam title at the U.S. Open. Man, haven't seen that many Grand Slams since the time I spotted Rosie O'Donnell at Denny's.
Oh, she loves that Grand Slam.
Bill Cleveland's segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 Cape Cod.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
Isn't Rosie part of the new View team of chicks?
Yes.
Yapping and don't know what they're talking about. Who is it that likes Rosie O'Donnell? Who would her fan be? I don't know anybody who likes Rosie O'Donnell. So what's the appeal? What are they thinking?
I don't know.
You think women like her? I don't.
Rosie Perez is going to be on The View, too.
Well, she might be okay.
I like her. She has some interesting qualities.
Want to say hi to Kevin and everybody at Vaterot. I'll get into this another time, I hope, down the road. But I was with a friend of mine recently whose son just graduated from L'Ecole Culinaire. I didn't know that was a Vaterot school. Did you know that?
No.
And you go to their site, and it goes, here are all our campuses and our locations. And one of the things they list is L'Ecole Culinaire. I thought, wow. That's pretty impressive. The whole Vaterot thing is really impressive, and I think a lot of the times overlooked by too many people. You can learn lots of things there and become a mechanic or work in the dental field or the medical field. So hello to everybody at Vaterot, and especially everybody working real hard to learn how to cook great things at L'Ecole Culinaire. Larry Connors right now is down the hall working on his show. Last night we went to dinner with some people on the way home. I got a chance to listen to Larry again. Now, it's not appointment radio for me, meaning I don't make a point to get in the car, go to a radio every night. And I realize that the evening is not exactly prime radio time. But let me tell you something. If you know you're going to be running around or coming home from an event, or if you just know there's flat out nothing worth watching on TV, and that happens many nights, turn the radio on and listen to Larry, because you know, he did a stint for a while at another station, and he wasn't that good. I'm just telling you. And I thought, this guy has no business being on the radio. I've done a complete 180, because he is worth listening to. And I caught a little bit of last night, and as has been the case every time that I got a chance to tune in for half an hour or an hour of his 9 to midnight show, boy, is he prepared and really good at it. And you know what else? He doesn't have an attitude here. A lot of times these TV people, they come in here with that, hey, I was on TV or I am on TV. Yeah, who cares? We don't care, and we resent those people, and he does not have that. He takes this job here, from what I can see, as seriously as if it were his first radio job, and he's right out of college, and he's going to have to make his mark and prove it. He works that hard at it. He really does. So give him a chance to listen to him if you are near a radio between 9 and midnight. I'm a grandfather. That is still very hard for me to say. What are you laughing at?
No, we were just talking about this the other day, how it's weird to
It's going to be very, like it's going to be, in a different way, it's going to be hard for you to say I'm a dad.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, and you'll refer to your son.
Yeah.
It's going to seem weird. But it's a different weird when you say grandpa, Bob, because automatically it sounds old. You sound old. And I know that lots of you who are listening are going to know what I'm trying to say when I say this. In my head, I'm about 22 or something, or 25. I still think the same things are funny. The same juvenile delinquent jokes are funny. So the idea that I'm a grandpa just seems weird to me. But I will also tell you that people tried to tell me that this grandpa thing and having a grandson or granddaughter, in my case it's a grandson, was going to be so fantastic. And I didn't get it. I get it now. This kid, this little man, I call him little man, is probably the greatest thing that has happened in my life since my own kids were little. It's just, it's hard to explain. And Peon is going to see what my son has discovered, my son who now has a 14-month-old. this will be the greatest human being to come into your life, maybe with the exception of your wife, but it's even better. It's better, and I'll tell you why. When you met your wife and you married her, she was aware of certain little weird things and idiosyncrasies and flaws about you, and she thought, well, I'll just deal with it. I'll live with it. This kid, your little son who's going to come along, doesn't know one bad thing about you. When he's old enough to recognize you and you walk in the door and he looks at you like, oh, my goodness, here's my dad. He's the greatest guy on earth. It is a feeling you cannot describe to people. He doesn't know one bad thing about you. He has no criticism of you. He has nothing to – you're it. You're everything. And it's kind of the same thing now that's happening with his little grandson. And as he gets a little older, he's only 14 months, I actually can't wait to walk in a room and have him look up, and I want him to just light up and go, oh, my goodness, here's Grumpy. That's what I'm called, Grumpy. My wife and I are Grumpy and G. She refused to be called Grandma because, like me, there's something mentally, psychologically, just we don't want to be.
Makes you feel like you're 80
or
90.
Grandma, Grandpa, that's what every Nana, Mama, that's what everybody calls their grandma. So we want something different, so we're Grumpy and G. G for Grandma, Grumpy because I'm always grumpy, and I'm in a bad mood. And I wake up, I'm in a bad mood for 2 hours every day, so I'm going to be grumpy. But this little man is just a tremendous addition to our life, and it brought me back to realizing how heinous and horrendous it is when I hear stories about anybody who does anything to a little bitty kid. That's another thing I will never, ever understand, is how a human being can do horrible things to a little kid. Wow. I'll go to my grave with a looking up and going, God, explain this to me. How does this happen? So anybody who's about to become a parent or grandparent, I'm telling you, with some exceptions, and we won't get into what they might be, you're in for one of the greatest things that will ever happen to you. Little Patriots Embraced, great charity that helps the children of deployed military people, having another concert. It is October. Hang on here. Boom, boom, boom. Where the heck? I just lost it. October 3rd in the Ameristar Casino Discovery Ballroom. Steve Davis, Memories of Elvis, Buddy Holly, and the Mid-South Revival with Rivertown Sound Quartet. Again, it's October 3rd, Ameristar. MC, and I think we all know this name, Sherry Farmer from Clue Radio.
Hmm.
Okay, maybe we don't all know that name, but it's a great cause, a great show, and the people behind it work very hard. Little Patriots Embrace, October 3rd, Ameristar. If you want more information, here's an easy website, littlepatriotsembraced.org. There is a pastor. This guy has 15 churches in the Pacific Northwest. I'm always amazed at how these pastors have these multiple congregations in these little empires. His name is Pastor Mark Driscoll. Wait till you hear that. This is so fantastic. This guy is getting a little bit of bad press. He told a woman in his congregation to apologize to her abusive husband for failing to bend to his will, and that she should get on her knees. This is the preacher. She should get on her knees before him and pray, and while she's down there, she should pleasure him.
Oh. Wow.
Now, you know, every once in a while, a preacher comes along who makes sense.
Yep.
It gets better. He's been accused of mishandling church funds.
What?
Yeah. And he won't allow anybody to investigate or check books or challenge him about anything.
Huh.
He also has some interesting ideas about sex organs. He says the first thing, and this is from the preacher, first thing you need to know about your penis is it's not yours, it's God's. God created your penis. You're borrowing it. And he said while it's on loan, you have to make sure it's not just hanging out there lonely. It needs a home. And God created a woman's private area to be the home for your penis. Yeah. This is coming from a preacher.
Where is this church?
Well, he has 15 of them throughout the Pacific Northwest.
Is it all right if your penis has a summer home?
Vacation
or
home?
Second?
Yeah. No, he addresses that.
What?
He addresses that. He said, your penis is like a man wandering the streets looking for a house to live in. Needs a home. God created woman to be your wife, and when you marry her, you look down and you notice that she has something that makes the perfect home for your penis. Now, let me read you more of what this guy, this preacher,
says. The perfect home.
Yeah. He says it's wrong for men to play with themselves or to be gay, because that's like your penis being a hobo and being homeless. And the hand is not the proper home. This guy's unbelievable. He says, if you're single.
Can I come in?
Some men prefer a welcome mat, and some men prefer a no welcome mat.
He says, a woman other than your wife might look like she offers the perfect home for your penis, but to let it rest there and visit there would be like breaking into another man's house. And if you look at a man, it's quite obvious that what a homeless man does, that what he does not need is another man's home. He needs his own home. Well, that kind of makes sense,
oh, okay.
I guess, to me.
That
so there he is.
You know,
if you like that message, you might want to become a follower of Pastor Mark Driscoll up in the Pacific.
I don't hear anything bad from what you just read about.
I haven't heard anything that horrible.
No.
That she should get down on her knees and pray, and then while she's down there, perform the moniker.
This is after she's been abused. She should do all this.
Yes. Now, that part, I take issue
with. What? What are you, a weirdo?
Is he married, or was he talking to his wife, or was he talking to a woman in the
No, this is a woman in the congregation,
she was
a member
in
of the church.
Abusive, relationship.
She was in an abusive relationship. He said it's her fault. She should apologize for failing to bend to his will. Those are his words. Again, Pastor Mark Driscoll. The name of it's the Washington Evangelical Church Mars Hill. That's a weird name, but they're closing several of their 15 locations because
of this?
Well, because of bad PR about this guy.
What?
I know.
Man,
what's wrong
absurd.
With people? What is
today?
Wrong with people?
I tell you.
Here's a man trying to keep families together, keep couples together. He's basically preaching against adultery, for goodness sakes. And now they want to shut him down. Ugh, this world.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I want to thank Colin Jeffrey for, he doesn't know he did this, but when he was doing his entertainment segment, he said one word and reminded me of this joke, and I think it's time to bring it back again. In a bar, I don't know why so many jokes are in a bar, but they are. In a bar, there are two guys sitting on bar stools. One's Jewish, and one's Chinese. And the Jewish guy keeps drinking and drinking. And as he gets more drunk, he keeps staring at the Chinese guy. And finally, he gets up off his bar stool, and he just walks over, and with no warning and without saying a word, he hits the Chinese guy right in the jaw. Knocks him off the bar stool. And the Chinese guy gets up dazed. He goes, what was that for? And the Jewish guy says, I'll tell you what it was for. It's for Pearl Harbor. And what you people did, that's what it's for. The Chinese guy says, Pearl Harbor? That was a Japanese. I'm Chinese. And the Jewish guy says, no, Japanese, Chinese, same thing. They get back on their bar stools. Chinese guy starts thinking about what happened. And the more he drinks, the madder he gets off his bar stool. He walks over to the Jewish guy and just decks him. Knocks him off the bar stool. Thank you, Dan. A Jewish guy gets up. He's dazed. He sees stars. He looks at the Chinese guy. What was that for? The Chinese guy says, that, my friend, was for the Titanic and all the lives that were lost. The Jewish guy says, the Titanic was taken down by an iceberg. Chinese guy goes, iceberg, Goldberg, same thing.
Meet me.
I'm sure this rain has caused problems on the highways. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Yeah, it's a mess out there. You've got an accident still working on westbound 40 after Kings Highway. Two right lanes are blocked. Traffic is back all the way in through downtown, almost back to the Poplar Street Bridge. Now, it continues slow on westbound 40 all the way out through Highway 270. Southbound 270 is kind of jammed up from Highway 70 down through Manchester, and then it's off the pace from that point through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 44, look for some slow-to-stop-and-go pockets from Jefferson all the way through Elm. Added to that, on westbound 40 between Highway 270 and Bowles, you've got stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 44 and east of Six Flags, you've got a crash that's blocking a lane, so traffic is a little bit back behind that. Eastbound 270, jams between McDonald and New Florissant. Westbound 370 between Highway 270 out past 94, where they're doing construction along with that rain. And then on westbound 70, look for some slow-to-stop-and-go areas from Jennings Station Road past the airport to 270. Eastbound 70, the same thing from 270 through Jennings Station. That rain is really causing a mess. And then it's bumper-to-bumper on southbound 170 from St. Charles Rock Road down through Highway 40. And this report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's blues. It's jazz. It's a foot-stomping, booty-shaking, dancing-in-the-streets party with live jazz and blues on two stages, and it's free. On Saturday, September 20th, the Big 550 kicks off fall in St. Louis with the Old Webster Groves Jazz and Blues Festival. For more information about the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, go to KTRS.com.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 sold, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Summer, the season of fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family from Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, and Alumacraft at Inland Marine Boats. They offer full service, a comprehensive parts department, and boat storage if you need it. You get the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you.
Hi, this is Dave Schnabel with Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart. With summer being in full swing, so are the deals at Inland Marine. We have a great selection of Bentley pontoons and are taking any reasonable deal on non-current Rangers and Monterey boats. So I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to our showroom to see what boat's right for you. Remember, you only have 18 summers with your kids, so make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats. Ask for me or Jim Dooley, and as always, be careful out there on the water and have a great boating season.
Only in St. Louis. Only in St. Louis. When it's September, can you still have temps in the 90s? That brutal summer heat tends to roll into the fall. It's just the way it is in St. Louis. So do me a favor right now. Go over to your windows. Feel the heat that is coming right through. It's crazy. You can do something about it. You can call my friends at Amazing Siding and find out more about these Infinity Marvin windows available right now. Fiberglass windows. They're virtually maintenance-free, fully customizable. So if you have the look of wood windows, they can stain and match any color, and they have supreme energy efficiency, so you won't be feeling that heat coming through your windows. They block out 95% of those damaging UV rays. Air conditioner, it's going to thank you. Call Amazing Siding and Windows right now and save $125 off each Infinity from Marvin Window. Call 636-230-5800, 636-230-5800, or online, AmazingSidingSTL.com. This offer ends September 30th. Limitations apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself? I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome, and I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour, or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield, across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
Decks are very popular in the St. Louis area, and of course, most of them are made of wood. They're always beautiful when built, but something happens to them courtesy of Mother Nature. They get dirty, and they can rot. Unless, of course, you have called David Monahan at Seomax Plus. Hi, this is Ron Jacober, and I'm telling you that Seomax can help prolong the life of that wood deck or dock or fence and your concrete patio and driveway with an internal sealant that has a 25-year product warranty, which makes Seomax Plus stand out among the rest. This is a sealant that goes into the concrete, into the wood, making it stronger and more impervious to moisture. You get the idea, rain, snow, and ice, the enemies of wood and concrete. But Seomax Plus can help. I'm suggesting you call David Monahan. He owns a company. He's the one you'll talk to. He will shoot straight with you about what Seomax can and can't do. Give him a call, 636-294-6299, or go online and watch the process at seomaxplus.com. That's Max with two X's, 636-294-6299.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
Well, we never know until we push the button and make contact whether he is completely sober, a little intoxicated, sort of intoxicated, or very intoxicated. We can usually eliminate A, completely sober. And hey, he's not behind the wheel. He's in the private of his own home. He loves and appreciates wine. What the heck? There are worse things. His name is Mike Evans. He's going to fill you in on all the Hollywood gossip and stuff. And of course, as usual, we'll probably have a pop quiz. And he is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I will have the pleasure this evening of dining there with our winner from all the people who made the generous donations to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. We'll be there tonight. I get to meet him. Looking forward to it. Annie Gunn's is next door to the Smokehouse Market. They're both in Chesterfield Valley, and they're both proud to present. Well, I don't know if they're proud. I assume they are, or they wouldn't do it. Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it up.
Okay.
Oh, not sober.
We're in. No, he's making bubbles with it, which means on a 1 to 10, he's at about an 8.
Anyway.
How you doing?
Anyway.
Nope.
I'm fine.
What's cooking?
Anything?
My brain.
What are we into right now? What's the bottle label?
It is the Trader Joe's.
Their own label?
Yes. They're Special Reserve Pinot.
Mm.
Costs $6.99.
That's very reasonable.
It is. Have me a little.
Is Charles Shaw still at $2? Too busy to answer.
Yes, I wonder if Mike saw that.
Anyway.
Remember we talked about that article that the Franzia guy owns that Charles Shaw label? Remember
yeah.
we talked about that? Did you see that article at all, Mike?
Which article?
About Charles Shaw wine and how the Franzia guy owns it and his way of maintaining the vineyards and things like that.
That basically
it's
Charles,
not new, it's old, right?
Yeah, but Charles Shaw was sort of the meatloaf of wines. It's like scraped together all the grapes.
Right.
All mechanical.
But you know what? All that matters is the end result. It tastes pretty good.
Not bad at all.
All right,
how about a pop quiz question?
All right, I'm ready. You guys ready for pop
ready.
Quiz?
Yep,
yeah,
I'm ready.
All
name
ready.
The name of the star whose son played 2 years for the St. Louis Rams.
Mm.
Does it get any easier than this? Denzel Washington, Don Cheadle, Forrest Whitaker. Answer in a minute. TV news, while Duck Dynasty ratings have really gone into the toilet, Duck Dynasty is the number one show in Scotland. Big Brother continues to dominate in the ratings. All three shows a week are in the top 10, and it beat Fox's Sunday show, the new show Utopia. By the way, that was a horrible show.
I've never heard of it.
It just started.
It's just hideous.
New reality show. They put everybody in like a group, and they have to like live together.
I've heard that scenario before.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, another thing, the producers say the one thing is different this year with Big Brother than ever before, and they don't know exactly who, what, where, how it happened, but the Big Brother house stinks. Obviously, there's some people in there with some bad hygiene.
Oh.
The producers walk in, and they said it just smells like a big B.O. pit.
Is anybody surprised by that?
Wow. Lifetime Network Television is planning a TV biopic, The Marilyn Monroe Story.
Wait a minute. How much more can we see about Marilyn Monroe?
Well, we haven't seen anything for a few years.
Mm.
It's about time.
Okay.
Got about a dozen odds and ends just clearing up my desk. Thought I'd throw a lot of these things out that needed to be talked about real quick. There's a biopic on the life of Phyllis Diller coming out.
All right, that'd be interesting because she's from.
Already talking about Joan Rivers.
Yeah, you know that Phyllis. There. Phyllis has a St. Louis history. Webster Groves, suburb of St. Louis. Phyllis Diller.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The episodes, two episodes of the upcoming Celebrity Apprentice feature Joan Rivers. They were shot just a few weeks before she died. They will go on a schedule, and probably not a dry in the house when that's on.
And probably have great ratings.
Why in the hell isn't the Broadway Theater Owners Association dimming the lights on Broadway for her? They voted on it, voted no. It was by one vote they got voted no. 11 of Broadway theaters will dim the lights tonight anyway in honor of her. It's kind of odd.
Was she raised
in New York, they've been on Broadway.
She has? Joan Rivers was on Broadway?
Yeah, she had her own one-woman show. She was nominated for a Tony 1 year.
Okay, well then that is odd.
Kid Rock has been offered a long-term deal in Las Vegas, like Celine Dion and Cher, and he will probably take it. Very odd that Jennifer Lawrence...
Mm-hmm.
has not been seen since those nude pictures of her popped up. Word is that she's been hanging out, hiding at her aunt's farm in Kentucky.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It really is. So
why is she doing that? I don't get it. Kendall Jenner has become an instant hit on the catwalk during New York's Fashion Week. People there say that she's a lot better looking than her sister, Kim Kardashian. And they say Kendall has something else Kim doesn't have, talent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you bet Kim loves that, huh? Kim Kardashian also says she's thinking about moving to England because there's less taxes there.
Yeah, go
yeah,
now.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone hate each other.
Wow.
Never speak. Even when they do a movie together, it's been that way for about 25, maybe 30 years. Nobody seems to know the real reason, but believes it goes back to a woman.
I talked with Sly Stallone this
You're
morning.
You're kidding.
No, by satellite.
Why didn't you record it, Franco?
I did, and when you hear it, it will confirm for everybody that what you said is absolutely true. I said, Sly, what is this about you and Schwarzenegger that you hate his guts? Is that true? Here's what he said.
Yeah, I hate them. And I'll tell you why I hate them. I hate them because we had a woman, you know, and she did it. And then he took it. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
Great interview.
Well, that is confirmation of my story.
That clears it all up
that
right there.
That entire interview will air tomorrow here with Charles Jayco.
No, Jill, John St. Jill.
Yeah, that's
no. Is it Zipper Zapper, I think, will be
He took a woman
that.
Of mine,
no.
too. Yeah.
Actually, you can see that whole interview, live interview, on video on with Steve Savard, Anchor News.
What?
Why is that funny? You've had too much. You've had just a little too much.
I think it'd be pretty funny if he came up with that.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a second.
Hilarious.
One too many.
I don't think another ship's going to help.
Well, then, hell, maybe two will help. Hold on.
Edit out hell.
All right.
And science.
And this is odd. Oh. Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, cute.
Very cute. Has been one of Hollywood's happiest married stars for over 30 years. However.
And there's always a however in life.
She says that every major television part she's had from Seinfeld on or all the movies she's ever been in, she's always played an unhappy or single or divorced woman, never a happily married woman.
Well, she played it well.
Yeah, she has. And now and finally.
Her husband looks like he's like 30 or 40 years older than she is.
I've never seen her husband.
Yeah.
He's what?
He looks like he's like 30
or
40
years older.
Yeah,
he does, but she's 53 and she looks great.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, I think she is.
You sounded a little bit like Sly Stallone just there. Did you realize that? Yeah. I bet you could do an impression of him. You sounded just like him. Work on that.
Okay.
Try to see if you can do that.
Pop quiz. No, not now. We don't have time. It'd ruin your report.
Yeah.
Pop quiz. We're ready.
Whose son played for the Rams? Denzel Washington, Don Cheadle, or Forrest Whitaker?
Denzel.
See, you know, if you would have missed that, that would have been.
Yeah, that would have been embarrassing.
All right, what was his name? What's his name?
Is he a junior?
Mr. Washington?
He was.
Is he a Denzel Jr.?
No.
No, he wasn't a Denzel Jr.
John David. John.
John Washington.
John Washington.
I think it was John.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thanks.
What the hell? Have a great day. I'm going to have myself.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
How about Kevin Sam?
That was only, what, like 5 years ago or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. First Community Credit Union is the sponsor of the yard sale every Saturday morning, except not this coming Saturday morning and not last Saturday morning. And that has everything to do with Mizzou football, and it gets complicated, but things have to get shuffled and moved around. So when it returns, and it will on the 20th, which is a week from this Saturday, you can bet. I know the expression is you can bet your bottom dollar. That's a weird expression. I think it means your last dollar, your bottom. Why don't they just say you can bet your last dollar? But you can. That First Community Credit Union will be right back there sponsoring again. My debit card from First Community, I was in there today and I looked at it. It is so worn because I can barely read it anymore. So I said, how long will it take me to get a new one? They said 15 minutes. And I was running a little late today. If I'd had time, I'd have done it. But how about that? Remember the days when if you wanted any kind of
we'll mail it to you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you'll have it in a couple of weeks in the mail. Man, everything is so quick now, and everything is so efficient, especially at First Community Credit Union. Now, I have said for years that, I bank there, and I do, checking, savings, loan, blah, blah, blah. And I've said it's a great place to bank. It's impossible for me to back that up or have you understand why that's true completely until you bank there. So I'm inviting you to get out of wherever you bank, close your accounts, move them to First Community Credit Union. Once you do, you're probably going to thank us. Great rates, great service, great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, this rain has really created a mess out there. You got a multi-vehicle collision on westbound 64 past Highway K. The left lane is blocked. They've just cleared the accident on westbound 40 past Kings Highway. The traffic is jammed from Jefferson all the way out through McCausland, and it's going to be some slow pockets all the way out through Highway K. You got a two vehicle crash now on westbound 364 at the Maryland Heights Expressway. The left lane is closed there. You still have stop and go traffic on eastbound 270 from McDonald through New Florissant, westbound 370 from a little bit west of Highway 270 past 94. On southbound 270, looks like we have stop-and-go traffic approaching Dorset down through Highway 40. But after you get past that, from 44 through Highway 55, just a little bit off the pace. Westbound 44 still slowing from Jefferson out through Kings Highway and Kings Highway. Then things open up and you look pretty good out through the Fenton area. And on eastbound 70, things are jamming up from Highway 170 through Jennings Station Road. And you're going to find westbound 70 slowing from the Museal Veterans Bridge out through Grand. This report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Make family dinner easy and delicious with an icy cold 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
Well, this has been very enjoyable for me. How about you two?
Yes, it sure has.
Let's do it again tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Ferguson City Council members are preparing for their first meeting since the shooting of Michael Brown. The proposal's on the table.
Media outlets requested Michael Brown's juvenile court records. A St. Louis County judge finally has an answer. First on Fox, people trying to get into Ferguson City Hall tonight for the first meeting since the shooting death of Michael Brown.
We have team coverage tonight in Ferguson. We begin now with Mandy Murphy. Mandy.
Tom and Sandy, a huge crowd is gathering here at Greater Grace Church for tonight's council meeting. You can see over my shoulder here the crowd waiting to get inside. Those doors will open in about 15 minutes. A group just arrived with a lot of the signs that say I Heart Ferguson. So they're going to be passing those out, wearing their T-shirts, showing support.